At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, just to add to the stress of the housing crisis, even if you have the land and the planning permission, building your own home can be extremely difficult. So on mainland Europe, and a little bit here too, an alternative is a modular or prefabricated home. It arrives on the back of a truck and the structure can sometimes be up in a matter of days. The Examiner columnist Jennifer Sheehan is going to run us through the pros and cons now. Afternoon, Jennifer.
Afternoon.
Are there many Irish companies offering this?
There are. There's a few. Yeah, no, there are. And the benefit of having it made in Ireland, obviously, is that the truck it arrives on only has to drive across the country.
Yes.
Whereas if you order from abroad, sometimes maybe the construction costs may be a little bit cheaper depending on where you're getting it. But then you're looking at huge transport costs and you need to make sure that everything that comes is up to our local building regulations. So
yes,
pros and cons, yeah. But yes, there are.
Yeah. Okay. So, but say if you've, no, I mean, the creme de la creme of these are called Huffhouse prefab homes.
Now, I saw one of these years ago in Germany and I've been dreaming about it ever since. They're so beautiful. So listener, it's Huffhaus. Mm. They're German. They've been around since the early 1900s. It was a joiner and his family who came up with this idea of making these, you know, central manufacturing kind of A-frame style homes. And it just exploded into this huge company that really took off in the 70s. And they're stunning. And there's a few of them around around Ireland. They're really beautiful.
Now, and why are they so beautiful? It's just the design.
The design is stunning. They're a very specific type of home. It's that lovely kind of southern German type home with the A-frame and the large overhang. Mm. And it's almost alpine looking, but very modern with lots of glass, extremely well insulated, lots of different designs available. And they just look really great. There's a beautiful one. So in Ireland, it's Dennis Byrne Architects who work with them in Ireland to get everything installed. Now, these are not cheap. This is for somebody who's looking for a beautifully designed, you know, fairly unique kind of a home, she says, about a prefabricated home, but, you know, different. Mm. But they are exceptionally high quality, exceptionally well designed, and the price tag comes with it. So just, you know.
What kind of price tag are we talking about?
Unspecified.
So expensive if you have to ask.
Out of my
don't
reach.
Bother.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, that kind of thing. No, but you see, even the use of the term prefabricated, people might think that's somehow inferior, but that's not. Like a lot of, if you see apartment blocks being put up, that's their prefabricated. They're like there's blocks of concrete that are made elsewhere and they kind of stick it together like a big Lego house. So.
Well,
it's
we're
the
all
same
thinking
thing.
Of primary school, aren't we? When we were sitting out in the back of some, you know, shed,
and a prefab.
Roasting in the summer,
the
freezing
thing.
In the winter. But no, prefabricated, all it means really is that it's built off-site, typically to, you know, relatively standardised plans, although every company that I looked at, especially the ones made in Ireland, will have a level of customization available to them. Mm. And then they're delivered, as you said, on the back of a truck and finished on site.
Now,
so that's all it means.
Yeah. So if you buy a prefabricated home from abroad, as you said, transport costs will be high. Does it also come with a group of strapping Germans to put it together? Because I imagine that's not going to be cheap either.
Yeah. And some people might want just that, right? So no judgment here. But yes, it does. So, and as well, the Irish companies all do that as well. So every company that I talked to or looked at or, you know, within Ireland and abroad, including Huffhaus, what you do is you need to get your groundwork in place. So this means that your utilities have to be there. You'll typically need to have a foundation with a concrete slab laid for you. Now, some of the companies will do it for you. Shout out to the Big Red Barn. They can do all that. They'll do it for you.
Yeah. Because I see, because a lot of people listening might be go, because the hassle getting builders, blah, blah. But if you have to still take charge of the foundation, you still have to get a builder. But if there is a company who can do the prefab and the foundation, that's,
I mean, that's
a big
completely
plus.
End-to-end turnkey. Yeah. There's really just hardly any input required. So that's brilliant. So then they'll, you know, you sit down, you customize your house, you get what you want. It can be anything up to, you know, roughly painted walls, all the way through to we will, you know, install your sofa for you and pick that out for you if that's what you want. And they will send truckloads of construction workers and have the entire thing done right. for you in as little as you said. It can be, you know, days is a bit short, but it can be as little as kind of 10 to 12 weeks.
Yeah. Now, and a Big Red Barn that you referred to, they're like, they're in Mayo, are they?
Yeah, they yeah. are. I need to double check that when I have this written down, but they are, if you want to look them up, I think it's modularhouse.ie or modularhomes.ie. I spoke to a fella called Donald. They're a really interesting guy, and he gave me loads of the background. So he had a great point. We did this a lot in the 60s and 70s or the 80s, where we had bungalow bliss and people were making these houses out of
yeah.
a book. And
we're all, you know, the same though, basically.
In a,
yeah.
in a country that's strapped for time and strapped for labour, it's not a bad idea. So they do the entire end-to-end, works. He had a great point, Donal in Big Red Barn was saying about planning permission. This can be the big sticking point with
yes.
these.
Somebody's just texted in, we just finished building a modular home. We applied for planning permission. The amount of bureaucracy we had to go through was unbelievable. I would recommend them to everyone. They mean the modular home, not necessarily the bureaucracy. But does that vary, excuse me, from county to county, depending
hugely,
on...
Hugely from county to county. Now, I will say, you know, having worked with people across the country and spoken to them about their bills, one-off bills in general tend to attract a lot
yeah,
of planning
sure.
permission. So do renovations, restorations. So I think, you know, the planning department overall do a great job and they make sure that we have nice houses that are livable. But for some reason, this seems to be a sticking point with certain counties across Ireland. So, you know, Donal mentioned that Clare, they tend to fly through. There's very efficient people in Clare County Council Planning Office who seem to know exactly what they're dealing with. And it tends to be a very straightforward process. There's other counties then apparently where it's just a lot slower. And for some reason, they seem to be a sticking point. And I can't get to the bottom of exactly
yeah.
why. How frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, but presumably, now, if you're ordering the top of the range from Germany, it's probably going to cost you a lot of money anyway. But if somebody like Modular Homes Ireland does it for you, could that often be cheaper than actually building a house the traditional way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So if you think about the entire thing end to end, from a manufacturing perspective, it just makes sense. That's how our cars are made. That's how most of everything that we own is made. There's a centralized manufacturing plant somewhere. And that also allows for greater levels of quality control, consistency across the board. You know, they are meeting planning regulations in their sleep. This is what they do all day, every day on a repeated basis. So it really does make sense from that perspective. And then, of course, with that centralized manufacturing process, a lot of efficiency can be brought into that. So you have your time is a lot shorter to get it start to finish. And then money can definitely be much, much, much cheaper. Now, that varies hugely because what does a house cost, right?
Yes, I mean, yeah, of course.
It could be anything from, you know, from what to what. So back to Big Red Barn, Donald said he reckons maybe about 20k on the 100k. Again, though, you know, planning or costs of building vary so much across the country, depending on what finish you want and who you have and what time of year it is and what somebody had for breakfast that morning. In some cases, like, it just seems to be so wild. But you could and should expect it to cost you less than a traditional
okay.
build. Yeah.
And like kind of almost below that, there seems to be a lot of companies that do kind of you know, pod type things or offices you can put in your back garden. Can they be used? Can you get one of those as an extension on your house,
you
or
can.
Are they kind of separate things?
You can, and the planning is exactly the same for that. So I think it's less than 25 square meters. If you're leaving a certain amount in your garden and you don't go above the ridgeline of your house, you can have them bought and installed as extensions to your homes.
Okay.
So a lot of the garden rooms that people had put in over COVID and are still getting put in today, it's a very, very, very similar process. The insulation, for example, is all up to spec. You know, these are really, really well built houses, very energy efficient in the main, in the most part, the ones that
yeah.
I looked into at least, and much cheaper to run. So yeah, you're looking at a very similar type of structure.
Okay, yeah.
But all the way up to the full, you know, three bed homes.
Yeah, way of the future. Jennifer, thanks a million. As ever, Jennifer Sheehan there, the columnist for the Irish Examiner.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.